Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. Hope everyone's having a great week so far. It's Thursday here on the East Coast, 6:30 p.m., and we made it through a pretty wacky weather system this week, I would say. We had some spring-like weather, certainly almost summer-like weather, and now we're back to reality of the colder, more wintry weather. But I'm very excited to be welcoming back to the show tonight Dr. Shahnaz Rustamova. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
And how have you been over the last week since our first show?
Well, everything went really well after the show. I had a lot of responses. My friends, whoever was with me before, they actually listened to the show, and they're very excited. My team is very excited. We had our meeting yesterday. We are ready to go. We're planning to go in April, so we're ready.
Beautiful. That's that's always good to hear. That's again, that's why we do what we do over here. And again, we're happy to be working with and featuring, you know, a fantastic organization trying to do some wonderful things out there right now in a climate of chaos. You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of stuff going on right now, and people are, you know, there's all around. No matter what you do, no matter what channel you turn on, there's crisis, there's situations that that certainly, you know, people need to keep their eyes open to, and there's always something to be done. And again, I'm happy to have you guys on the show today. And again, this feature is all about trying to figure out the best ways to get involved and to do things that can better bleak situations. So, you know, I commend you guys again for everything that you've done with CPMPAngels.org. But before we get all back into it, why don't you just share with everybody just a little bit again about the organization itself and yourself?
Right.
Just so we can refresh everyone.
Yes. So we are a nonprofit organization that the main focus of our organization is severe poverty. So we focus on severely impoverished places on the planet, and we address six basic human needs, which are food, water, shelter, energy, education, and medical care. The fundings for all these projects that we're doing, 90% of fundings is coming, for now, coming from Central Park Medical, which is my small business, which is basically my money. 10% is only coming from contributions from people, from individuals and some supporters, friends and family. But 90% is actually being carried by Central Park Medical. This year we have a series of projects, not this year, but we started doing it since 2016, and we're continuing. Between 2016 and 2019, we have certain projects that we're focusing on. So the first project is, of course, food. It's the most important thing. You have to address food issue first. And
right.
We started with bringing food sources, things like livestock, chickens, and goats, to the village and create cooperatives for mainly women who take care of those chickens and animals and multiply them. And this is the source of their income, and this is the source of their food. And it's been working. This formula has been proving, and it's not only our formula. Haifa International does that. A lot of NGOs around the world do the same thing. When we bring a certain amount of animals, give it to the cooperative, and then they have to return a certain amount and keep a certain amount for themselves. And that return amount goes to another cooperative, and that's how we multiply. That takes less money spent and more results. For example, $3,000 for one cooperative that will employ five women who have at least five children. So here we are with just one time $3,000 basically investment. You are changing life of 25 people, five women and five children. Each of them have five children. It's like 25 people already being fed which is very, very important. People will be fed. Women will have some, you know, eggs and chickens to trade and get some clothes and footwear, send their children to school. So it really opens up more opportunities with this. You know, it's really, really important for us to encourage and empower these women by giving that opportunity for them themselves to grow their own food, and they have their source of income. They become very empowered in this case. So, like I said, it says it's only $3,000 to adopt, you know, women's cooperative and affect 25 lives, or $100 a group of women, let's say in America. That's one project that also could work. 20 women in America, I mean, 30 women in America, if they will just adopt a group of women, adopt that group of women in, let's say, Village in Belong. And they, all right. they have to do is just $100 each, and here we are, women supporting women. I think it's beautiful.
Sure.
So that's one of the projects, food. The second project is water, and we dig wells. Not we. When I say we, I actually hire. I employ villagers. So by hiring them, you're giving them money, and they're digging the well for themselves, and they have water. It takes $3,000, also $3,000, to provide water for 100 to 200 villagers. I think it's really, really important to, you know, consider that. So someone can just adopt the water pump, $3,000, and you providing water for the whole village. I think, you know, that's also a really good way
of
helping people.
It sounds very efficient, too.
Exactly. In terms of shelter, you know, we're working on it right now. We're trying to come up with the better solutions. We have architects working with us, very good architects. We have very good engineers that just joined us who know what, you know, what the best material to use, because this is a very hurricane-y area, to make sure that those structures would help all these winds, hurricane winds. So we're working on that, and we're actually building a structure. It's halfway built, where the villagers will hide during hurricane season and stay there for days or weeks themselves, and along with the livestock and the, you know, food supplies. So they would just serve it and save it, and, you know, after the hurricane season, they will have something to eat and continue to thrive. So that project called Noah's Ark, you know, because of that function of it. And it basically, what we need to complete, it's $15,000. So it's a bigger project. But that project will save lives of, you know, 300, 400 people in the village during hurricane seasons, and will save so much livestock. So I think also it's a great way to help. If someone is really looking to help, so these are, you know, possible ways to help people. Solar Mama, this is something that we're actually working this year. This is our current project called Solar Mamas, when we take women from our village. Actually, we're going this April to select three or four women from our village. We're going to send them to India. And why India? Because in India, it's already said, they have Bearful College, which is also a nonprofit organization where they train illiterate women who come from all over the world, Africa, Nepal, you know, Asia. They go there and they train them to be solar power engineers. They teach them basic, you know, basic techniques, how to put solar panels together, how to maintain them, you know, how to fix it if it's broken. So it takes 6 months for those girls to learn how to do that and then come back. And when they come back, they're able to work and provide that. So by doing that, first of all, when these girls will come back and other girls are already raising their chickens and goats, we're creating a microeconomy here. You know, they're going to be able to trade between each other.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, for if you look at the energy, solar energy is very important. You know, it gets dark. After 6 o'clock, it's dark. So imagine those kids sitting there after 6 o'clock in the dark. They don't sleep. They just sit there and they play and sit in the dark. But imagine instead of that, that kid will have lighting and will be able to read, will be able to use simple electronics, you know, which is basically window into the world and learn and educate themselves. Women would be able to cook instead of deforesting the island and using wood. They will be using solar energy for cooking.
Right.
You know? So that is the idea behind the Solar Mama project, to bring the solar energy into the village and create that. Besides that,
now,
the little
I got
they will teach. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know, though, do you ever get any sort of pushback from whether it be, you know, the area that you're working with or, you know, just the people in the situation? I mean, do you get any sort of pushback that you guys have to contend with?
Yes. Well, the main problem is the area itself, like a climate, you know.
Sure.
The hurricanes. And Hurricane Matthew killed half of our chickens last time, two years ago. So that can happen. Education. Educating people and explaining to them the whole concept and making sure that they understand what we're trying to get out of this, you know, what they're going to gain, you know, for explaining it's a language barrier. Even if we're doing it with the good translators, it's kind of not easy. That's why I try to involve as many Haitians as possible. And in fact, I just spoke to many, many Haitians on the phone right before this interview, and we had a very good conversation. So I'm trying to get as many Haitians here and local over there and use their own force to educate and deliver this.
Mm-hmm.
Other pushbacks, well, we didn't have many pushbacks yet. It's, in fact, when last time when we were there, the governor actually came to visit us and he offered his, you know, his help, which is great.
Very good.
You know, yeah, so I can't complain. I can't complain, but there is always obstacles. There mm-hmm. will be obstacles, and that's okay, you know. That's how we grow.
Right.
And we make mistakes. Nothing, whatever I say here, this is still working. The processes keep going, and we're still learning. We're making our mistakes, and then we're learning from our mistakes and coming up with the better ideas. That's why I'm so grateful. I have all these individuals on my team, those architects like Mary Mahoney. Mm-hmm. We have medical people like Lila. We have actually great guy. We joined us yesterday. His name is Tom Clark. I hope he's listening to this. He is amazing. He's an engineer, and he gave us so many insights and tips and how to mm-hmm. get better material and, you know, this type of things. And we have so many people who can help us even here, just calling and say, hey, if you will mix this with that, you will get better, you know, mortar compared to what you're doing right now. That type of, you know, practical things. So I'm a doctor, you know. I had no idea how to grow and raise chickens, but I learned by talking to people, reading books, and educating myself. You know, so collaboration
like
is the most important thing.
That's what it sounds like. You guys have really been able to cultivate, you know, this growing movement now. It sounds like, you know, just this working with one another and expanding, you know, the scope of what you can do. Again, I think it's essential, obviously, to what you guys are trying to do. And it's great. You know, again, I'm happy that people are taking to it, and especially, you know, with I can't say it enough, the way that the world is right now, there needs mm-hmm. to be more people out there getting involved, right?
Yes, yes. And honestly, it doesn't take that much money. Like, think this way. To light up the village, to light up one household, one family, it takes $700, okay? So $700 to give this solar energy for the whole family. So the mother can use that energy to cook and stop deforestation. So the child can do his homework or her homework, have like basic lighting in the house. $700, just $700. It's not $700 a year, $700 a month, $700, period.
Right.
just a simple, if you look at it, like one family in the United States, if they will have, just if they will adopt, American, imagine this, adopting family in Haiti. One American family, let's say in New York City, adopts one family in Belongs, Village of Belongs, by giving $700 and providing solar panel. That's it. I think for us, for Americans, it's doable.
Absolutely.
We can do that. Yeah, it's not something that you really have to give millions and millions of dollars. You just do little. You do small. And we're working on this small village. And yesterday, my friend Tom said, our United States of America actually started from a small village called Jamestown.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we all started.
Right.
So we have to start small somewhere. Right?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with you.
Yeah.
And for your efforts now in Haiti and such, I mean, where do you see the reach of the organization? I mean, how far do you plan on trying to take it?
I'm going to as far as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Sky is the limit. And I'm talking to everyone, including former president of Haiti, Michel Martelly. I met with him and his wife,
mm-hmm.
and just the simple people who just work as a nurses and Haitian people. I'm talking to engineers, American engineers, like regular people, and I'm talking, trying to reach to Library of Congress and talk to, you know, Board of Library of Congress. I am talking and trying to reach to anyone and everyone and involve everyone in this, because this is not about Haiti. This is about entire world. We have places where poverty is so bad. And if we will address that poverty part, remember in the first talk we were talking about human trafficking and terrorism and human desperation and hopelessness and all these things that happens to us, that's because we lose that hope. We don't have that hope. You know, not only in the third world country, even here in the United States. That's why we have these shootings that we have. This kid lost hope. I'm not justifying anyone. I'm not saying it was wrong or right. But these people who are in pain create more pain for those who surrounding them.
Yes.
You know? So that's why, as people who are living, are we really want to change our life? Are we really want to be better? Then we have to start. We have to start somewhere. We have to do something.
Yes.
And that's my message.
Certainly, yeah. And as far as, again, as we speak with Dr. Shinoz Rustamova from, you know, cpmpangels.org, the big thing, again, while we're a little more than midway through the show tonight, why don't you just remind everybody real quickly again how to get involved, because that is going to be essential to continuing the growth of this organization.
Yes.
And really getting people's
Yes.
hands out there.
Yes. They can call the number 646-391-3414. They can call, they can text. If they have any questions about how they can donate, there's a different options. Like I said, they can adopt a family and give them power and energy. They can adopt a school. They can adopt a water pump. There's different options. Or they can go on website, cpmpangels.org, cpmpangels.org, and push donate button and just donate through that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many ways to help us, many options.
Of course. And so, you know, aside from what you guys are currently doing then, you know, what triggers a response from your organization? I mean, what do you guys look for, you know, in the next situation or the next scenario that you are, you know, aiming to get your hands on? I mean, you know, how do you guys kind of gauge, you know, what you can do, what you can handle, and where you can go? I mean, obviously, you know, like I said, it sounds like it is a very intense program, you know, easy enough to obviously for you guys to handle because, you know, you have the experience already. But what does it take on your end to say, okay, now we're going to move on to this scenario or this situation or this region that's
yeah.
in need?
Yes. So first of all, we're keeping it very simple.
Mm-hmm.
We're keeping it simple and basic. And we also consider everybody's abilities, including villagers and us, all of us. So we have
sure.
to consider that too. And then once we, just like I said, in this village, we kind of established already all these six basic needs, and we already seeing fruits. Now, people from other villages are coming to us and asking when they're going to come. So
right.
this time when I'm going, we're going to go and assess the village and assess the area and assess what that particular area needs. Because even Haiti is a small country. It is so different climate-wise
sure.
and soil-wise. It is so different. And every area actually needs different approach. So whatever
mm-hmm.
formula works for, let's say, Belongs may not work in other areas of Haiti. So we always have to alter it. And the same thing, you know, whatever worked in Nepal may not work in Haiti.
Right.
You know, so we just go by what we see and take it as we go and keep it as simple, as basic as possible. We try
okay.
not
so
to make
almost,
it complicated.
Almost an ability. So it's an ability almost to adapt to the scenario itself.
It is adaption, yeah. It's just purely
okay.
we have to adapt, yeah. Yeah.
Now, would you say that I mean, from my knowledge of it, I feel like Haiti gets a bad rap, basically. You know, obviously people know the Dominican Republic, which is, you know, connected to it. But
yeah.
would you say that a lot of people and the hesitancy maybe in people to get involved is because of this reputation that Haiti as a country has?
Unfortunately, yes. I don't want to get involved in all these, you know, politics and politic talks. I don't want to spark anything. But
of course,
unfortunately,
of course.
yes. So many millions of dollars were poured into this country and then just disappeared historically.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you know, when you go to that village and when you talk to that woman in the village, when you see her eyes,
mm-hmm.
you kind of forget what happened over there because it wasn't
right.
her fault. It wasn't the fault of that child that's
of course.
Walking around barefoot and hungry and, you know, doesn't know how to write or read. It's not their fault. You know what I mean? So if we don't just keep looking back and say, oh, that's what happened and this is what happened, we will never complete this task.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it happened. Yes, there's some people who take advantage. Yes. But there's also some people, not some people, a lot of people who are actually working really, really hard to make it work. I know that. I met these people. I know my team. So, you know.
Well, you know firsthand. I mean, that's what it boils down to, and that's why I asked the question, you know, as far as just in general, you know, people tend to make hasty generalizations on cultures, on people from different countries,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
most of it, if not all of it completely, is unwarranted. And, you know, there's always situations that make a certain type of person or somebody from a certain region look one way or another. And, you know, it's
yeah.
definitely unfair to lump everyone together. And certainly I think for that particular situation, I mean, the level of, you know, extreme poverty, as you mentioned, and the situation down there, you have to. You cannot just do that. You have to take into account that there are, you know, like you said, women, children, men, you know, people that were unfortunately heavily affected by this that deserve help, deserve a fair shot at
Let me tell you something. If we were
sure.
seeing the same way, you know, hundreds of years ago when Jamestown was a starvation town
mm-hmm.
initially. It was a really, really bad, I don't know how many years this village had to go through. We know that from the history, right?
Mm-hmm.
If
mm-hmm.
at that time people say, oh, this is America, it's not worth going there. It's not worth fighting. If we would just take that approach,
mm-hmm.
we would never have United States of America. someone said, you know what? I know it didn't work in the past 50 years. I know it didn't work 100 years ago. It's going to work this time.
Right.
And they did it. And that's why we're here today.
Of course.
Someone has to do it. And I think it's us.
Absolutely. And so for you, Shanaz, I mean, again, you know, taking back just a moment, what was it that sparked you in this entire personal journey that you have for this? Because maybe there's people out there listening right now that, you know, are in a similar, you know, place, you know, and that are just kind of looking for that spark to say, wait a minute, what am I doing? I mean, for you, what was that moment?
Well, you know, besides the moment when I had to go through my problems and tragedy during Soviet Union collapse, when
sure.
you already come and you start making money and you become, you know, relatively successful and you mm-hmm. have a house, you have the, you know, the car that you, you know, have, and you have your
right.
job, you have everything, basically you have everything, you know, and then you ask yourself, now what? What else is out there?
Right.
Yeah, you can buy extra car, you can buy extra Gucci shoes or bags or whatever you like. But there will be a time when you say, okay, I have so much, but I'm still miserable. Why am I miserable?
Right.
And of course, it's not only because you didn't go and help Haiti. Of course not. First, you have to help yourself, and we spoke about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
mm-hmm.
it usually comes from that powerlessness. When we feel powerless, we keep feeling that gap and trying to fill the space and buying more stuff and be more, you know, turning ourselves into consumers. But then once you realize there is something that you need to just work on yourself and become more powerful yourself, inside of yourself, be more stable inside of yourself, be more loving to yourself, be more forgiving to yourself. You know, once you start feeling that, then this desire to help someone else just comes automatically. You don't have to generate that. You don't have to generate Mother Teresa inside of yourself. It just comes out. You know? So first you really have to take care of your being, your mental being, your well-being first. You really have to be comfortable in your skin. You really have to love yourself first.
Right.
And unfortunately, before we really become deep, deep in the dungeons of our subconscious, if some tragedy hits us, something bad happens to us, we don't ask that question, unfortunately. I don't know why, but we have to have pain to trigger this. Some kind of pain, whether emotional, physical, some kind of loss that
sure.
makes us stop and say, what is it? Do I really matter?
Right.
Does this really matter? Why am I here? And then just explore more and more and more.
And for you then, I mean, obviously, you know, it was clear. You know, you went through what you did. You've achieved what you've achieved. And you knew that this was what you had to do moving forward.
Yeah. In fact, there were 2 days when I didn't eat for 2 days, and I was so hungry, and I came home, and my apartment was empty, my fridge was empty, and I sat down, and I turned on TV, and there was a movie, Scarlett O'Hara, when she was going through her hunger and looking for food, and she grabbed something, she dug something out of the earth, I don't remember, was it like a parsnip or something, she grabbed it, she bit on it, and she cried, and she said, I will never be hungry again. I still remember when I was sitting there, I got up with her, and I remember that day, and this is when I actually really swore myself, I told myself, I would never be hungry again. So if I'm not hungry, anything, anyone who's surrounding me here, not going to be hungry ever again. So wherever I go, nobody's going to be hungry.
That's right.
It's maybe
well,
sound stupid, but it really, really triggered that.
Again, it's the little things that make make things special. But Shanaz, unfortunately, we are running out of time for tonight's show. I do want everybody to check out, please get involved with cpmpangels.org, or you can call 646-391-3414. Shanaz, thank you so much again for coming on the show tonight.
Thank
I hope
you.
To have you back on very soon.
Thank you, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. And for everybody here at CMC Radio, thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon. Good night, everybody.